Welcome to Commerce Media Minute. I'm Sean Ayala. This week, we're looking at three stories that caught my attention across the commerce media industry. We'll talk about how streaming and retail media continues to come together, why retailers are investing beyond traditional advertising, and what I think is becoming one of the biggest themes in commerce media today. Let's get started. Story number one. Streaming TV and commerce media keep getting closer. The first story that caught my attention this week comes from two different announcements. The first is The Trade Desk expanding across to Netflix inventory through participating sellers. The second is Amazon Ads continuing to invest in interactive streaming video and new DSP capabilities. At first glance, these might seem like unrelated product announcements. I don't think they are. I think they're both pointing towards the same industry trend. Streaming television is becoming a much more connected part of commerce media. Instead of treating streaming as one strategy and retail media as another, companies are making it easier for advertisers to plan, activate, and measure campaigns across both. Now, why does this matter? Because consumers don't think in channels. They watch TV, they browse online, they search, they shop, and advertisers want those experiences connected instead of managing them separately. What I'll be watching next is whether more premium streaming publishers continue opening access while giving advertisers stronger measurement across the entire customer journey. Story number two. Retailers continue investing in their own media businesses. The second story comes from retailers themselves. This week, we saw continued momentum from Walmart Connect and Orange Apron Media. I think this is another reminder that retail media is no longer just an additional revenue stream. It's becoming a strategic part of how retailers build relationships with brands. Whether it's new partnerships, expanded capabilities, or showcasing advertiser success stories, retailers continue investing in their owned media ecosystems. And something I find really interesting is that we're seeing innovation across different retail categories. It's not just mass merchants anymore. Home improvement, grocery, consumer electronics, specialty retail. Every retailer is finding its own way to create value using first-party customer relationships. For marketers, that means more opportunities to reach shoppers in relevant moments throughout their buying journey. What I'll be watching is how these retail media networks continue differentiating themselves instead of competing on exactly the same capabilities of their competitors. And last story, story number three, commerce media is becoming more connected than ever. The final story isn't really one announcement. It's what I noticed after reading nearly a dozen industry updates this past week, whether it was Amazon, Disney Advertising, Publicis, Criteo, or even the conversations happening around AI and creativity. The common thread was connection. Connecting creators with commerce, connecting streaming with retail, connecting media buying with customer data, connecting creative experiences with measurable business outcomes. I think we've reached a point where the conversation isn't simply about adding another advertising product. It's about building ecosystems that help marketers activate campaigns more efficiently while creating better experiences for consumers. That feels like a meaningful shift. Because success won't come from having the most tools, it will come from making those tools work together. That's what stood out to me more than any individual announcement this week. So to end, if there's one thing to remember this week, it's this. Commerce media isn't slowing down. It's becoming more connected. The announcements that matter most aren't always the biggest headlines. Sometimes they're the ones that reveal where the industry is heading next. Thanks for spending a few minutes with me today. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love for you to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And for more thoughts on commerce media, retail media, AI, and marketing, visit SeanAyala.com. Again, I'm Sean Ayala, and I'll see you next week.